a large fruit that you might make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
A large fruit?
Yeah. Large, well, large orange thing.
Oh, a pumpkin.
Huh?
A pumpkin.
Okay.
Large.
Well,
we raise mushmelons and watermelons.
Uh-huh. What's a mushmelon like?
And a cantaloupe and a mushmelon is just about the same thing, but a cantaloupe is sweeter than a mushmelon.
Mm-hmm. Well, we raise mushmelons
what
and
kinds
watermelons.
What are there?
Well, there's some round ones and there's some long ones. Just whatever the seed that you know that... You try to pick out a real good watermelon, you know.
Well,
when you go to the store, we used to raise them, but we never did raise no such watermelons as they raise in West Tennessee.
What are they raising?
Well, just real nice them. They bring them out here at the store. Well, it's just better. Watermelon country out there, I reckon it is around here.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's real nice.
Say if it had been raining for a while,
something that little umbrella-shaped thing that might spring up in the fields after the rain.
Watermelon country out there.
Uh-huh,
that's
a
mushroom.
Okay.
Can you eat those?
Huh? No, I don't think so. I've always heard they was poison.
Yeah.
But you know, you can get the mushroom in stores, but I guess that's a different kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is there something similar to a mushroom?
But you know, you can get the
I don't know of anything.
Have you ever heard of toad or frog stool or?
No.
Frog table or frog bench?
No, I haven't.
Toast stool?
No.
Okay, you might say, you say, that man couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
Okay, said he could chew it, but he couldn't.
Couldn't swallow.
Huh?
He couldn't chew it, but he could swallow it.
Okay. And the thing that people smoke, some people smoke pipes and others smoke
cigars and cigarettes. Most of the time, cigarettes.
Okay.
Could chew it.
And suppose someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
imposed on.
Okay.
Yeah. They imposed on you or something.
Yeah. Or you don't want to feel that then you've got to do them. Do something for them, you might say, I don't
want to
feel
that I'm obligated to do things that way.
Okay.
Someone asks you if you can do a certain job, you say, sure, I do it, sure I
can.
Okay. Or ask you if you can, you say, well, I'd like to, but I just
rather not.
I just
don't care about it.
Okay. And you might tell someone, now you're not doing what you
promised to do.
Or what you're
supposed to do.
Okay. And if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, well, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, he
didn't do.
Yeah. Using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something he
I didn't.
Huh?
Why?
Using the word ought, like talking about someone ought to do something.
Yeah.
You say, I bet he did something he
ought to have done.
Yeah, but if he got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
didn't do. Or he ought to have done.
Yeah. Okay,
ought to have done.
Yeah, but and you might tell someone, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just
couldn't.
Oh,
I've forgotten it.
Okay. And they say, ask you, will you do that? And you say, no, I
have. I'd rather not.
Okay.